The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax, from their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, interesting little story that we have here. Yeah, go throw the hook in and get the fish with the coin in the mouth and give it to them, right? I want to kind of put a frame around this for our own understanding and kind of use also the gospel from this past weekend to kind of drive the same point, right? Peter walks on the sea, okay? Jesus calls Peter to walk on the sea. And then he fails, and Jesus grabs him. Okay, here, I know, we're getting the puzzled looks already. Where is this? Right, it's not going to make sense to you at first, okay? Now here, we have this, you know, what should we do? Yeah, go grab a fish and open a mouth, and it's got a coin in it, okay? This is the question that I want to ask. What does either one or the other have to do with your view of Christianity, like your view of what it means to be a Catholic? Because a lot of people say to me, you know, well, Catholicism gives us a good moral code, like how to live, how to be a good person. Okay, so what is Jesus calling Peter to walk to him on the sea? What does that have to do with being a good person? What is Jesus saying to Peter? Go throw the hook in, grab a fish, open a mouth, you got a coin. What does that have to do with being a good person? Almost nothing. It's got almost nothing to do with that. Christianity is, what I'm saying, right, is Christianity is sometimes totally different than what we think it is. Because we think it's this, and it's this. It's something completely different. Here, I mean, we could say Christianity is loving, trusting, and obeying Jesus. And I think that's some part of it. It's also things like mission, right? I mean, and that's caught up in the loving, trusting, and obeying Jesus because he's the one who calls us to mission. We trust him and we follow him. And it all takes place in that, say, exchange of love in which we know we receive the love of God made flesh in Jesus and we also turn over our lives to him in love. We can't get to the heart of this without that. Jesus is opposing the temple, but now is not the time to kind of rally the troops and turn over tables, right, and throw coins all around the temple. Now is the time to go find a coin in the mouth of a fish. I mean, it's a very flippant kind of thing, right? What is he saying and what is he not saying? He didn't say, you know what, don't pay it. He didn't say, all right, here's my coin, go pay it, right? There's a third way. And I think that we need to, in our own lives of faith, be able to listen to Jesus, just to give Peter the instruction. We need to be able to listen to Jesus to find the third, perhaps not obvious way. And we celebrate today the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who I think found that third way as well. When the Nazis were coming to kill in the prison camp father of a family, and he volunteered his own life as a priest of Jesus Christ. Although we want to kind of put it in an equation and say, oh yeah, that's what Now, of course, that's what a priest would do. Of course, well, every priest you know would do that, right? So we know that very well, actually. But it's not so simple as to believe that that there's this kind of like equality on the sides of that equation, like this plus this equals this. But instead, Maximilian Kolbe had ears for what Jesus wanted him to do, and he did it, giving up his life. That's what makes him a martyr. The same with this story, the same with the story with Peter. They have ears to hear what Jesus calls them to do. They do it, and that's it. It's all that matters. So it's the same for us. Now, I said it almost has nothing to do with being a good person. If we are virtuous people, we are free to follow Jesus. If we're good people, so we always do the right thing at the right time for the right reason, then we are free to follow Jesus. So great that you're all good people. Now let's open our ears to hear where Jesus is calling us, and let's embrace that call, follow after him, even if it looks reckless, right? Because it's Jesus. We love him, we trust him, we obey him. That's where we find life, even if it leads to death. That's where we find life.